The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Less than 3 weeks away from Bonnaroo 2018. Welcome to the What Podcast. I'm Brad Steiner from WDOD Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's Barry Corder from the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Hi, Barry!
Hi.
Yeah. So today is a very exciting day because it's all about me.
You've been waiting 3 months, haven't
you? At least to talk all about me.
I'm sorry I messed it up by showing up today.
No, I want you to be here because I need you to reinforce how great my picks will be.
To revel in all things Brad.
Welcome to the What Podcast, a podcast for Bonnaroovians by Bonnaroovians, we being the Bonnaroovians, you being the Bonnaroovians. So today we're going to go through part one of a three-part series as we get closer and closer to Bonnaroo. I'll do my picks for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next week, Barry will do his picks
right
for the week. And then maybe the final week, we'll get your picks. So submit them now, thewhatpodcast.com. Who should we be seeing? Who's on your radar? What shows are absolutely can't miss in 2018? Do it at thewhatpodcast.com or at @thewhat_podcast on Twitter. And we'll do an entire show dedicated just to listener picks.
Let's agree on the format here.
Okay.
Because I know you've thought about this.
All right.
So
all
this
right.
is...
Wait a second. We have a format?
Well, I'm asking if there
okay.
is one.
All right.
I assume these are going to be picks. These are the don't miss. Probably going to be some obvious ones. Then there's going to be these are the ones mm-hmm. that if I turn you on to this person, my work here will be done.
Right. So there's gonna be a little, this is the way that I was going to do it. I was going to walk you through my schedule, what my tentative schedule for the weekend is going to be.
Okay. And you
along
a whole schedule.
I
All
did.
Right.
And along the way, I'll give you the can't miss show of the day.
Okay.
At least my can't miss show of the day, the one that I'm absolutely not going to miss.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that the ones that you already know that I love is the Bon Ivers of the world.
Right.
I hope to not give you many of those.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We started with Bon Iver because that is the reason why I am so damn excited about this year.
Right,
those two
right.
shows are magic to my ears. I know that's going to happen, and you know that's going to be my pick,
right.
and you know that's going to be on my schedule, but that's not my Saturday pick.
Okay.
All right?
I understand.
All right. I want to take some left turns here today.
Right. I figured.
I don't want to be too predictable.
I haven't started on mine yet because I wanted to see how this was going to go. And then I have to throw in, too, that almost always the two or three that I want to see
you don't
is
ever
when
see.
I have to work.
Oh, you know, it's weird. Like, something happens to you on the farm. That you get the schedule. And we talked about this with other people. But you get the schedule. You make your own schedule. You create a wish list. You know exactly when you're going to go and how you're going to. But something just happens and you just don't get off your ass. You just
well,
sit
that
there.
Or like in my case, it's, you know, I need to go take a picture of this one and then file a story or whatever. But what's interesting, too, I wanted to say about our group, because we go as a group. We've
mm-hmm.
talked about this many times. We don't go to shows as a group.
We don't. No, and that's what I love about it, because it's a constant stream of who in the hell's walking into camp.
Yeah.
We never know who's about to turn the corner and walk under the marquee of Camp Nut Butter.
No, or who's going to walk out, or, I mean, we, you know, there are certain, the Friday evening, the Saturday evening when the big stuff, the camp is usually empty.
Yeah.
But throughout the day, and even then it comes and goes. Well, everybody
it sure
will
does.
Come back and get a water or whatever, or just don't care to see the show that's
right.
playing. So.
And it also turns out that we don't necessarily have a full camp hanging out all the time. That's the other thing that's strange.
That's
when,
that's
and
true.
When we do, all hell breaks loose.
That's true.
It is. And so much damn fun.
That is when it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been some really some classic where a lot of picking on each other.
So, so not only...
But what I, it's not just that it's empty. We don't go to the same shows.
Right.
Which I think is interesting.
There's been times when I have demanded my campmates go with me to something.
Sure.
Like there was like the... I think I demanded you guys to go to like Mavis Staples with me, or if there's a band like the Shakes, or St. Paul, that
Saint
first
Paul,
show.
Right.
I demanded you guys go because I just knew all of you guys would absolutely love it. And I think that we all get at least one of those demands. Like, there's instance, if it wasn't for our buddy Mikey Doer, I never would have gone to see Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Never in a million years.
Yeah.
I was so down on that. I didn't give a damn about it.
Yeah.
And holy hell, he blew me away.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think probably because we've done it enough times now, don't you feel like some of those... I know you're not going to go see Sheryl Crow.
I absolutely will not. But I can't, I say that now. But
yeah.
Watch me on the farm.
You'll be
all
there.
Of us will be like, yeah, you know what?
Let's
I could
go.
Soak up the sun. Let's soak up the sun for an hour.
And I was thinking of this the other day. We've not mentioned in, 12 weeks of doing this, the headliner.
Right. I don't even remember.
I don't
even remember what they are.
Eminem.
Yeah. I'm not going to see that.
You're not even a walk by?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not gonna walk. And I know, look, I get it. I know people like him. And I didn't go see it the first time he came around to Bonnaroo. And I know everybody loved that show. They're just shows that they're not for me.
Yeah.
They're just not for me.
I understand.
And frankly, I'm the kind of guy that if I can't be within 20 feet of a show...
Well, there's the difference.
I don't really like it.
Yeah.
I don't really like being out in the middle of the field. I did that for Radiohead years and years ago. And as much as I love that show, I felt so almost dismembered because it was so... I felt not connected to the stage.
Yeah, okay.
I was just watching this thing go by me. It was amazing. It was great, but I couldn't... I need to go all in. I'm an all in kind of guy. If I can't be immersed in the situation, it doesn't feel like it's actually happening for me.
Okay. I'm the opposite.
Totally opposite.
Totally
opposite. Well, we're totally the opposite.
Well, that's...
Which is crazy.
That's why it works.
All right. So this is what I'm going to do. Let's go through Thursday. You want to start on Thursday?
I have one more thing.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about this morning.
All right, please do.
And then I do want to hear this list.
Okay.
One thing that I'm not interested in from any of the acts,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear any politics. And I bring that up because of the climate we're in.
But why not?
I mean, just don't want to hear it.
What about when Eddie Vedder did it? What about when Springsteen did it?
I think that was okay. I think just this climate this year, I think we've learned with a lot of the late night talk show and stuff, you're basically just preaching to the converted.
I know, but like it doesn't, whenever politics comes up on the stage, it goes in one ear and out the other for me.
Well,
like it doesn't even.
If that's a flip comment, fine. If it's just if it gets too much,
Okay, but I think that there's going to be, and I think that there should be some strong females saying exactly what's on their mind about certain things. This has been a very powerful year for them.
I
would almost be shocked if Sheryl Crow didn't say something. I would almost be shocked if Japanese Breakfast didn't say something about Me Too.
I'm not.
But that's not going to take you out of it.
I'm just saying.
That's not going to take you out of it.
No, it depends on how if it's overwhelming. I'm not interested.
I don't remember an overwhelming political statement show. Can you?
No, maybe.
Eddie Vedder? Can you think of some time where it's been overly political?
Chris Rock, but that was a comedy show.
Sure.
The Bruce Springsteen, just in the format. Remember, the whole set was all working man.
Yeah. Well, that's been
which was brilliant.
35 years.
It was well done. I know, but it was well done. It was perfectly timed.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll
I can't.
See.
I can't. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong at thewhatpodcast.com, but I don't remember a show where I felt anybody went too far with a political statement. Maybe Kanye, actually, now that I think about it. That second Kanye show, he did rant a lot, and
yeah.
I don't really remember what in the hell he was talking about.
That's what
about.
I guess I'm saying. I don't want to hear a rant. I
yeah.
want to hear music.
All right. So let's start with my Thursday. So I would like to, again, Thursday's our favorite day. It's my absolute favorite day of the festival. I want to pop into Floor at 8:45, right after my first spicy pie. Floor is a pop, really like a little pop outfit. I don't know what that show's going to be, but they're at least interesting enough for a Thursday pop-in. 9:45. is my first show, and that's Duran Jones. I'm sorry. And you know how much we love him on this podcast. So if you need a second iteration of the Screaming Eagle of Soul, he's it. When we lost Charles Bradley, I felt like overwhelmingly sad because we had just lost Sharon Jones too, and these people are the soundtrack of my house. That is the soundtrack of my household, and boy was I excited when we found this guy. We found this is going to be such a fun show, and I'm going to feel like I've known him my entire life.
This was a Bonnaroulette find, wasn't it?
It was a Bonnaroulette find. That's exactly great. Right. Him and another pick coming up in a little bit later is a Bonnaroulette find. And that's the beauty of the Bonnaroo randomness playlist that you can create. So I like him, and I can't wait for that show, and I can't wait for this girl. I want to give her a shot. I don't know what it's going to be like on the Who stage, and it might be an odd sound for 11 o'clock at night, but she is so pretty and she's got a great sound. Her name is Jade Bird. Jade Bird, Who Stage Thursday night, 11 o'clock. Again, odd sound for 11 o'clock. I don't really know. And frankly, I don't know the last time I saw a Who Stage show. I don't know when I've actually sat down and did anything.
I'm trying to think,
where is that? Yeah.
That's a good, I like that. I like her though. That's really good.
She's nice, but that's going to be one of those that I probably miss. I have all the best intentions, but then something happens and I miss it.
You know, we talked last week about how great the Thursday day is, and just kind of a heads up to people. Don't kill yourself on Thursday.
Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself any day, but Thursday, don't hit it too hard.
You're coming in. Don't come in hot. You're so excited.
Don't come in hot.
And there's so much to see, and man, you got to make it to Sunday.
Yeah, and you got to make it to 1 a.m. because that's pigeons playing ping pong, and you know how to love that. They are the sound of Bonnaroo. If you want that jam thing, this is going to be as jammy as a show as I get to this year. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah,
and it's not necessarily a sound that I usually go for, but it is going to be so much fun. That is the perfect way to start a Bonnaroo festival on Thursday night, 1 o'clock in the morning, with that jam sound. With that much of a jam vibe, that is going to be so good.
That's a good day.
But here's my pick. Here's my pick for you. Thursday, the must-see show is a kid that I discovered at Lollapalooza this past year. He's from Philly, lives in Nashville now. I love snarky garage punk. It's the reason why I love Parquet Courts. It's what I grew up on. He's got a song called East Nashville Kroger Conversation. He's got witty lyrics. He's sometimes angry, but he's always earnest. He's always honest, and he's even a tad bit polarizing sometimes. Big, tall kid, crazy set of hair, Ron Gallo.
Okay.
You are going to love Ron Gallo. He is just so damn fun.
That's good.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
What time is he? Do you know?
Yeah, so that is Friday or Thursday night, 5 p.m.
Perfect.
That is the first show I see, and it's going to be the highlight of my entire Thursday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So we move on to Friday. I'll tell you,
that's five bands. That's good. That's
a good start. It's a very good start. Now, Friday is going to be tough because Saturday is such a packed day, at least for me. So I'm going to have to pace myself, and it's going to be a little bit difficult to do because I start really early, 3:45, back to the Who stage for the second time with Low Cut Connie. So Low Cut Connie, I don't know if you know anything about them. We talked about them, I think, again in Bonnaroulette, but it is just a batshit crazy stage show. And I don't know if the Who stage is big enough for what they're going to do on stage, because I think the guy might be insane. all of them might be a little tad insane.
I like it.
I'm incredibly intrigued by that live show. But that's going to be sort of my entire afternoon, because I'm going to take a break. I got Trombone Shorty and Manchester Orchestra that I might pop into. I like Manchester Orchestra a lot, but again, my Friday is about pacing, because Saturday is going to be monumental. At 6:45, you know I'm going to be a zish on you. New Music Lounge, another small stage. I'm keeping it very small and intimate for my first few shows on Friday. Zayshon B, another one that was a total discovery. Had no idea who he was until we started doing this, but I love him. And I don't know what a show is going to be like. I don't know what he sounds like, but boy, he's got an interesting story, and it's not what I expected. And I guess at least I didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
and I don't know what to expect. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
All right. So,
and that's why we did this.
Yep.
We looked at these names and don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know most of them.
And the more we dug into it, and the more we started, you know, forcing ourselves to get out of our box,
Yeah.
My God, we found a lot of artists that we want to see.
Well, I think I said the very first one that it was a little bit about sort of trusting in the folks that put this thing on.
Right.
They do a lot of research.
Yep. So I'm going to leave there after that. And this is where it's going to get a little itchy. T-Pain is playing shortly after Zayshon B. And I have a really bad feeling that that show is going to be slammed. I think there is going. Yeah. That's going to be as big of a show that we're going to have all day on Friday.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be overran. Plus, I don't really trust how good it's going to sound, but I got to stop by. Yeah. I got to stop by and see T-Pain. I've got to do a walk by. Then you know we're going to Sturgill. Because if outside of Anderson .Paak and Bon Iver, Sturgill Simpson is as excited of a show that I have the entire year. From everything we've been told, or I've been told about the new Sturgill show, it is going to be a lot like that. It is going to be rock and roll. It's going back to his roots and a little bit less of the horns that I loved before, but it's going to be rock and roll. And here's the crazy thing about Sturgill. I've never seen him at night. I don't know what this show looks like in the dark. But that's what I'm most excited about. It's finally...
That's weird.
Sturgill, like, not in the middle of the day in the nasty heat. God, he's so hot. It was so hot. Every show I've ever seen of his is just so hot. You almost get wooed to sleep by his show sometimes.
That's weird.
I know. Now, this is not going to be for you, Barry. I'm going to... After Sturgill, I'm going right to Khalid. I think Khalid is a phenomenal story. The kid is 18 years old, 19 years old. He puts out an album that is absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, his lyrics are like he's lived a 45-year-old man's romantic life of being heartbroken and heartbroken and heartbroken. You know, he wins Best New Artist at the Grammys. He's the darling of the pop/hip-hop circuit. He's on every song with everybody. I work at a top 40 radio station. This kid is legitimately on every song.
Yeah, that's true.
The industry loves him. I don't know what his live show is like. I have no idea what to expect. It may not be very good, but I'm going to give him a shot because I really like
What stage?
He's on the Witch stage. Witch stage, 9:30, directly after Sturgill Simpson.
Oh, that's a walk by for me.
Is it? Now, I know the regular listener of this podcast is probably not going to be a big Khalid fan. My bet is that most listeners of this are going to be at Rufus Du Sol. And Or is it Rufus Du Sol? I never know how to say it.
Rufus.
That's where you're probably going to end up.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
He's
like
nice. He's got a really nice tone. My fear is when you're a young kid, stagecraft doesn't really come naturally to you.
Well, the beauty of the walk by and it being on the Witch is you can actually get back and forth.
Yeah, for us that's the easiest walk by that we have because that's how we access our camp.
Well,
so we see a lot of Witch.
That, it's sort of the middle. You can find that middle, you know, by the fountain, and you can get to all of them.
That's right.
Whereas getting in and out of the what stage. Is a little more challenging.
More difficult. Now that's the secret. Walk by the Witch, give it a shot. But I have a feeling you're going to end up at Rufus.
Maybe.
I really have a feeling. Okay. So then you get to the headliner, and I feel like when you mentioned the headliners earlier, Eminem, you know, the Killers. I got it. I think that everybody's sleeping on Muse. I think people sleep on them. That live show, the amount of just noise that is going to come from the what stage from Muse, I think is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And by the way, you'll know every song that they play. You won't realize that you know every song, but every time they play, you're, I know that, another hit, another hit. It's hit after hit after hit. I think that we all discount how good of a headliner show this is going to be.
See, sounds like a good blanket.
Barry, I don't know how much sitting on a blanket you're going to be doing during this show. I don't know if it's going to be that kind of atmosphere for Muse.
I just meant back of the room type of thing. Yeah.
It is going to be so good. But here's my pick for Friday. We're finally getting to my official Friday pick, the one that I cannot miss. You know what it is?
Bass Nectar.
Yeah, what you're not going to find on my list are many EDM sets.
Bass Nectar is on mine.
Is it? I can't believe how much you like Bass Nectar. That's so strange. But here we go. I am in love with her. I'm in love with Michelle. I loved Soft Sounds from Another Planet. It was one of my favorite albums of the year. Lyrically, she's so interesting. Her first album, it was literally guitar solos. It was guitar solo after guitar solo. The second one is completely opposite, lacking the guitar solo. It's spacey sounds, just like the album's name is, Soft Sounds from Another Planet. But for me, the consistentness, her voice, I am so attracted to her voice. I'm attracted to her, first and foremost. She's unbelievably hot. But her voice, to me, just cuts right through everything. And it is the start of my Friday. And it's, again, the first show of the day is the one I'm most excited about. It's Japanese Breakfast. Are you telling me that doesn't sound like 2:15 on a Friday? 2:15 on a Friday? Get out of here.
Yeah, that's a great way to start a day.
This tent, 2:15 on Friday. That's my official Friday pick, Japanese Breakfast. Then we go to Saturday. I pace myself on Friday with only seeing about 6 artists because Saturday is absolutely slammed for me. I don't think I might come back to camp 1-2 times tops on Saturday.
Reminded me, you'll be able to hear Bass Nectar without leaving camp.
Unfortunately, so that, yes.
So that
I won't need to go very far.
No worries there. Yeah.
It's not how I'm starting my day, but if I'm going to get my campmates to get to one show this year, it's not my pick for the day, but I really want you guys to come with me to see a guy and a girl called War and Treaty. You familiar with the War and Treaty?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm going to say it, and you're going to hate me for it. It's our generation's Johnny and June.
Yeah.
They're a husband and wife duo, and they're just infectious. They're absolutely infectious. I love them so, so much.
It sounds a little bit like St. Paul meets Shovels and Rope.
Yeah.
With a little Shakes in there.
Yeah. Well, I have a consistent theme. That's for damn sure. I am pretty predictable.
Yeah.
Then I got a weird little thing that I got to deal with. I got Pond versus Moses Sumney. Moses Sumney, though, is just so weird. And I want to walk by it, and I want to give it a shot. I don't think I'm going to be there very long because I don't know what that live show is going to entail because he's so strange, but I'll give it a shot. I think I'll choose Pond. Pond's a fun little outfit. I don't know how much I'm going to be there, but the pick for me in that moment is Knox Fortune. This kid has got something. I think this kid's got a really, really bright future. I don't know what to expect, but I sure as hell want to give it a try. Now, the kid's only got an EP, so they only gave him a 40-minute set. So I'm willing to give him 20 minutes of that. I have no problem investing 20 minutes in Knox Fortune. I think that's going to be a nice that tent excursion.
Okay. I was going to get ready to ask if it was that smaller one near the Miller Lite.
No, it's on that tent. That tent at...
That's a big...
Yes, I think it's 3 o'clock.
Good sized tent.
Yeah, okay. 3 o'clock on Saturday. Then I go to Mavis Staples at 5:45. You know how much we love Mavis Staples. She's been an automatic for us every single time that she's there.
That is my number one.
And I'll tell you, the thing that we miss the most, and we talk about this every year, it felt like years ago, 10 years ago or so when we first started, 12 years ago, they had some sort of soul artist every Sunday morning. Like our buddy Mike would always say, I'm going to go to church. Right, I'm going to church on the what stage every Sunday morning. They don't do that anymore. I sure do wish that they would take Mavis Staples off of Saturday night at 5:45 and just put her at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Was it Mavis that came out and sang with Widespread? I think it was the first
really?
Sunday. Yeah, because I've heard a couple of colleagues of ours, because they tore up Saturday night, and it, you know, very first one, so it got freaky. And so it just felt right that everybody needed to get some church Sunday morning.
That's
and I
good.
Think she came out and I think it was her.
Interesting.
And played with them.
Yeah, I just miss it. And maybe I'm making romanticizing this more than I probably should. I just feel like there was always a Sharon Jones or a Mavis Staples or a Charles Bradley Sunday at 11 o'clock, or Sunday at 1 o'clock, rather.
Yeah.
Now, I might be totally missing that, but it just feels right, and I don't know why they don't do that more. I don't know why they don't rearrange the schedule just to give me... They could put Duran Jones there on Sunday morning, and I would still feel okay about it. I'd like a little bit of gospel.
You need a little church.
I'd like that on Sunday. This is from a guy who doesn't ever go to church.
It is the South.
Yeah, so then, of course, you know, at some point at 7:45... I'm going to be up close sweating my ass off with Sylvan Esso. I love Sylvan Esso so much, and I love them because it's only two people. I don't know if you know much about Sylvan Esso, but her name's not Sylvan Esso. His name's not Sylvan Esso. But I feel like years ago when their first single came out, I felt like the live show was like, oh, that's cute. Yeah. That's nice. And then I saw it again once they had another single and another single and another... it just keeps getting better and better. I have a feeling they've worked out every kink. They know exactly. She moves on stage, man, in ways that she never did years ago. It is a blast. That show is so much damn fun, I cannot wait for that. Speaking, I mean, it's going to be an incredibly fun night Saturday night, because right after that, I love this man so damn much. It's the very first podcast we ever did, and it's I couldn't be more excited about this show because he's going to be playing a lot of new music. He's got a new album coming out, so we're going to hear all the hits from Malibu, and then we're going to hear some new stuff and. The only problem, but it's a major problem. It's my biggest problem of the entire weekend. That show ends the second Bon Iver starts.
I know.
And I don't, you know me, I'm a whole show guy. I do not like the pop-in. I like investing my entire time to an entire show, and it's going to end, and I'm going to have to get right to Bon Iver, and I got to you know where I got to be at Bon Iver.
Here's the thing for me. I mentioned work. Work for me is writing stories, but I also do our photography, and I have access to the pit to shoot a lot of these, which means I get three songs and then they basically kick us out.
Yeah.
So I'm in a similar boat. I need to sit down and think, who do I want to take pictures of?
Yeah.
And then how does that mess me up? Because,
well, let's just, how early do you have to get to insert stage here to access the pit for a photography thing?
If the what and the which are different,
uh-huh,
because we're escorted into those. And some of them are limited, like the act. Like Eminem probably is only going to have a dozen,
right,
maybe whatever. And sometimes you get approved for that, sometimes you don't. But even if you do, it's half hour to 20 minutes.
Mm. Okay, that's not that bad.
No.
So you could choose to see Anderson up until that 20 minutes and then go to the Bon Iver pit, right?
Yes,
and access that.
Right.
That's probably your best bet.
Yes. That's what I need to figure out, and assuming that I get the access, but I've been fortunate in the last several years.
Yeah, because the Bon Iver thing, again, we've gone through this how many times talking about Bon Iver. What's going to happen? We don't know. I don't.
Right. And so that's my dilemma. Do I want to see the entire show versus
the first three?
Which is an awesome vantage point, and I get great pictures, but then I miss the show.
But you get a second one. All right, Barry, I don't mean to be, I don't mean to bloviate. I don't have a history
Brad
of doing
a
that.
New word this year, folks.
I don't have a history of doing that, but there are going to be moments of Bon Iver where I might cry like a baby. I might cry like a baby. It's happened before. It's once a year for something happens, and I just, oh no, here it comes. Here it comes. And that might be the moment.
Embrace it, brother.
I just take it. All right, and then it's my pick of the way. Pick of the day, Saturday, and you know that where I'm going to go on this one. I'm back to the Who stage. At 12:30. I told you it was going to be a long day. It's from 12:30 to when Bon Iver ends his second set. I start at the Who stage, and I'm telling you, you the podcast listener, go see this show. Davey from New Jersey. I'm a 60s soul guy at heart. Every one of my favorite artists currently are birthed in that realm, somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
He's the grandson of a 50s recording artist. His dad was a preacher, gave him an acoustic guitar when he was a kid, and told him, go be the Black Bruce Springsteen. And at 14, the kid was the lead singer of his family's traveling gospel ensemble. Unbelievable. Again, back to this. Why not put him Sunday morning?
Yeah.
One day later, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you need to see Davey.
Yeah. For sure.
Barry, does anything sound more like Brad Steiner than Davey? That's right up my alley.
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah,
that's really fun. That was a Bonnaroo Luette as well. Did you know?
I did. Yeah,
you did. Okay.
Yeah, we got lucky on that one. So Saturday, it's an absolutely packed day for me.
New to me. That was a wow.
Yeah, top to bottom, Saturday absolutely packed. But even if your schedule's not like mine, boy, you're going to find something on Saturday.
Saturday is amazing, which I'll go ahead and bring up. Got an email from a listener. I like saying that.
Do you?
Yeah, we don't get to say that a lot at the newspaper.
Yeah.
a listener called in. Elizabeth Hegler reached out, and she's planning something a little bit different, kind of a flash mob type of thing, I guess. There's a lot of people learning a dance, a particular dance to La Freak by Sheik. Nile Rodgers and Sheik are going to be playing. That would be the legacy act on that Saturday. I think it's 6 o'clock or so.
I consider the legacy act to be Eminem.
Eminem, yeah, or Mavis. But what she is asking, people can go on YouTube and search for Just Dance La Freak and learn this particular dance. And then when the band plays it during their set, she's hoping that there'll be a huge group of people doing this particular dance.
So, now, will that be you? Will you be one of the dancers?
It depends on how the early part of the day goes.
Painted boobs?
What
you're going to have
the
painted boobs?
Painted boobs. Yeah. She is going to be meeting people. Let me go read through this. About 5:40, 5:45, they hope to get in line. They want to get in the pit area to do this. It's going to be the Witch Stage, which they should be able to. If not, there's plenty of room over there.
Well, the Witch Stage doesn't have a pit.
Yeah, it's that dance.
No, Witch Stage doesn't have a pit. The only pit on the Witch Stage is access to the Roll Like a Rockstar and VIP people.
Okay.
So it would just be like in the front of the stage then.
Yeah, I was thinking there was on that right side.
Well, there is, but it's all for VIPs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so they'll all gather. She's going to be wearing a We're All Mad Here t-shirt with a Cheshire Cat on it.
So she's going to do this during Mavis Staples.
They're going to gather, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Start gathering to get ready for Sheik.
All right, create a moment, girl.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah,
create
I love it. She's reached out to a bunch of other Rue communities and trying to get this going. So I told her we would I would get the word
out.
So I'm sure you can do some searching and find her. And,
you Reddit people will find it.
She goes by Erin, but her email name is Elizabeth Hegler, H-E-G-L-A-R.
So. All right. So Sunday, I'm going to be beat. I'm going to be absolutely beat. I might maybe go check out our boy Bazzy. Might give him a little bit of a shot again. He doesn't have much material, so they gave him, what, 40 minutes, I think, for a set. I can give him 20 of my minutes. I don't mind that. I'll give Bazzy a shot. 4 p.m. is, though, when my day really begins, and that's Sir Sly. They're not necessarily in my realm. That's not really my lane, is artists like this. But they have such a good live show. Sir Sly, this tent, it might be too small of a tent for them. I have a feeling this is going to be one of those that you look back and say, there are way more people there than I ever anticipated.
All right, I like it.
So, you're going to give that a shot. Then we got another conflict. Broken Social Scene put out a really great album. It took me a little while to get into it this year, but I really like it a lot. Unfortunately, as much as I like them, I got to go back to Jungle. I loved that show 2 years ago, 3 years ago, however long it was at Bonnaroo, so much. And it was during the day, again, and it was just one of those moments where I might not have had my entire head screwed on correctly, if you know what I mean. So I feel like I still missed it, even though I loved it. I gotta go back. I love the new song so much. They've got a new album coming up. Jungle is just so much damn fun. I don't have any words. I love them. And you're gonna like them too, Barry.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna like them. You didn't see that show a couple years ago.
So.
All right. It was the same year as Bahamas, by the way. That was another find for me that year.
That was a huge find for me, I told you. That's regular listening for me now.
Then we get to 6:15, and it's another game time decision. And again, this is probably not where our podcast listeners are going to go to Dua Lipa. I have a special place in my heart for her. I'm not patting myself on the back or anything, but our station was one of the first stations to get behind her. When she first came to the States, I don't know, maybe because I'm a male and I was just attracted to her at first. We gave her a shot, but I find her to be so interesting. I find her live show, they must have saw something in her last year. I didn't necessarily think the live show was that good last year, even though, you know, I talked to her afterwards and she felt good. By the way, she did an hour on that stage on this tent last year. I talked to her immediately after that show. Dude, it was 105 degrees that day.
Yeah.
Everybody was sweating their ass off. She smelled like $1 million. She smelled so good. I will never forget how good she smelled. So it's going to be tough. I want to see that show again because I know it's gotten better, and she's had number one singles since then. She is blowing up. She is going to be a mega star. And if you saw her last year, it felt like she was like mimicking what an artist should do on the stage. Like, she was mimicking Banks or one of those kind of girls. I think it's all changed. From everything that the industry's telling me, the show has gotten unbelievably good.
She's got new record, right?
She always has. Yeah, she's on everything. I mean, the industry's going crazy for her. But the problem that I have is it's St. Paul.
Yep.
It's St. Paul. And as much as I have a dedication to Dua, Paul was so good to us.
He was great to us.
He was so good to us.
A highlight.
It was one of the highlights of my career, and I don't know how I can say no to St. Paul and the Broken Bow. Favorite song he's ever recorded. That's what he's told us on the podcast. This was his pretty much his favorite song St. Paul and the Broken Bones have ever done. And, you know, I have a sneaking suspicion based on our conversation we had a couple weeks ago with them. They're going to have more new music to play upon.
Well, they got a new album. Yep. I think you made the decision for me as to which one of those.
Have I? You're not going to like... Look, you're going to like Dua. She's great.
Yeah.
But you, it's St. Paul.
Yeah, St. Paul. I mean, I have a long history with Paul Janeway. They, you know, going back to when they first played here and have followed them all the way. So.
Yeah. We can't turn our back on it. I love you, Dua, but I gotta do it for St. Paul. All right, then I'm gonna give Daniel Caesar a try. I have a feeling Kaylee Euclid is gonna come on stage with him. They do a song together. If you like Khalid, and if you like that sort of down tempo R&B, so Daniel Caesar is straight up sex. It is so sexy. Every one of his songs in that new album, to me, just scream sex. I really like him. I don't know how long I'll be there because at this point, I'm starting to wind my festival down. And I'll do the same thing for Future. I like Future a lot. I don't know how much I got in me for that.
Right.
Because at some point, my festival is going to wrap up with Alt-J, and I want to keep the last bit of energy that I have for Alt-J. So sometimes I have a love-hate relationship with Alt-J. Recorded stuff I adore. I love them so much on their records. The live show drives me crazy sometimes because it sounds pitch perfect. I mean, it sounds too good. The sonic quality of what they do live for three guys, dude, it's as good as it gets on the planet. The problem for me sometimes, they don't move.
Yeah.
They do not move. Yeah. They had the stage set up last time I saw them. They had the three guys, they individually had their own pod that was surrounded by mirrors. Those dudes didn't take one step off of their spot. Not one step. And that to me, as sonically good as it is, I got to have something more sometimes.
Yeah.
I need some interaction. I need you to go back and forth. I don't even think they talked to the crowd once.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't see the whole show, but LCD sound system I saw. There wasn't a whole lot of movement. There's a lot of light and effects and all. But
oh, don't even. Don't even. We will fight, Barry Corder. That was one of the highlights of my life.
It was a great show.
All right.
One of the best pictures I ever took.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it? What is it a picture
I'll show
of?
It to you.
Please don't. It's not a dick pic, is it?
Not this time.
Okay.
No, and it's funny because, you know, the show opened. It was so dark, and I'm just basically pointing the camera, pop, 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 pop.
You just got lucky.
And left there thinking, I got nothing. Opened up, put it on the computer the next day in our camp and did the happy dance.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Mike Dewar, I believe, has it on his, it's one of his screen savers as well.
Yeah. Ah, good for you. All right.
I'll show it to you.
Before I give you my my final pick of the weekend, my Sunday, official Sunday pick, I want to make a note about the schedule, and I need somebody to help me with something, but I'm looking at Sunday. Yeah, I'm looking at Sunday, and the What and the Witch are reserved for some really big stars, right? They're reserved for the big crowds, especially 3:15 on a Sunday. You're thinking, which stage? Somebody big's going to be there, right?
Right.
Who in the hell is Rich Brian?
I have no idea.
I have never heard of that person before. I'm okay not knowing somebody. I mean, I don't necessarily know who Parker Millsap is, but how in the world did Rich Brian at 3:15 find his way to the Witch? Can someone explain to me who Rich Brian is and why he's on the Witch stage?
Not me.
I mean, I thought I knew most of the people that were going to be on the What and the Witch. This is the first time I can say to myself, I've legitimately never heard that name in my life.
I have no idea.
And nothing. I mean, I don't even want to look it up because I'm going to feel like
an
idiot.
You're going to feel bad if he's that gospel singer. He's your Sunday.
That's what I've been wanting
Sunday
the whole
church.
Time. Yeah. All right. Here's my official Sunday pick, and this is going to be the one that is going to surprise you the most, Barry Corder. Akibi Shakedown. Do you know anything about the Akibi Shakedown?
Not even a little bit.
They are making a lot of waves in Brooklyn and in New York around the live music scene. They are basically just an instrumental band. They only do like horn-based instrumentals. And the guys in the band include members of Sharon Jones's band, Charles Bradley and the Extraordinaires, and Lee Fields' bands. I mean, Wow. Dude.
Sounds a little bit like Turquoise, which has been here a couple of times. They're a New York-based band that same horns and do all kinds of stuff.
If you tell me that you've got members of Lee Fields, Charles Bradley, and Sharon Jones, you have all of my money. Go. I'll do whatever you want. It is going to be a massive start-of-the-day dance party.
What time?
2:30. 2:30 awesome. Is when my day starts on Sunday, and awesome. It's with something that I have been listening to at home over and over and over.
Let me say, that's a good time because, as you remember, that Sunday, when you're trying to recover, there's still a long time, can be, till the Sunday evening starts. You know what I mean?
Yep, you need this.
You need a pick-me-up.
Yep, and this is going to be it. I mean, you want a dance party? You're going to find it at Akibi Shakedown. There you go. My picks. Ron Gallo on Thursday. Japanese Breakfast on Friday, Davey on Saturday, and Akibi Shakedown on Sunday. I tried to go a little bit out of the box. I tried to surprise you, give you a little things that you might not have heard of. I hope that you join me, Barry Corder. There you go.
It's a good list.
Yeah,
I like everything on it. Pretty, not too far afield from stylistically.
Yeah.
I definitely fall for the funk, soul.
I do.
Yeah.
I have a lane, and sometimes I get too wrapped up in it. So I'm going to need you to maybe get me out of my lane. Thewhatpodcast.com. Submit your can't-miss artists, can't-miss shows, and we'll feature them 2 weeks from now on the podcast or the What_podcast on Twitter.
Of your ones on your list,
yeah.
Which one would you say is the most out there?
You mean out of my lane?
Or is just the most odd? I hate using words like that because if you love it, it's not odd.
The one that somebody would say, you went to see what?
Yeah, okay.
Actually, it would probably be Sir Sly.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just, I'm not necessarily into that sort of poppy, sort of guitar-driven stuff usually. Yeah. That's not my angle usually.
Well, you like the soul. One thing I'm curious to discover while we're there, to me, Sir Sly, Khalid, Anderson .Paak, similar. All sound a little, I have that soulful kind of hip-hop. I want to learn more.
Yeah.
If it is more different than what it sounds like to me just from, you know.
Okay.
30 seconds.
All right.
I will probably go see some more of the EMD than you will.
Oh, my God. EDM?
EDM.
That's shocking.
Excuse me.
Who would have thought?
EDM.
I mean, I'm going to see all the old people, and you're going to see all the young people.
Yeah, no,
it makes no sense.
To me, I like it for a minute. It's not something that I would listen to for long periods of time.
Well,
it's not a car ride type of thing.
Yeah, you don't really put on some EDM music when you draw a bath.
No.
You know, never have you looked at your significant other like, baby, this is our song.
Yeah, if it is, you probably... But I love the visual of watching those shows, the crowds.
I can't wait to hear your list next week. Barry Corder's list on the What Podcast. We will talk to you then.
Hey. How y'all feeling?
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.